Yeah, a familiar theme and sad news to report. Celebrities and fans are mourning the death of Brady Bunch mom Florence Henderson, who died of heart failure yesterday at the age of 82. You know, this is something, it's a show that we've talked about all morning that we have all grown up with watching. And at a time, again, when there were five channels to watch, we watched it when it was originally on Friday nights on ABC, and then all those years and reruns on Channel 32 and Nick at Night, and generations of fans have enjoyed this program.
Not only that, I'm just looking at some other facts here about Florence Henderson, Dave, and that, of course, best remembered now as Carol Brady on the Brady Bunch, but she was on Broadway in the early 1950s.
Yeah.
How about
that? She started very early. So, she was doing Ed Sullivan, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well before, 20 years or more before she was on the Brady Bunch, she was doing in some shows that we don't know, or forgotten these days, looking at one called Wish You Were Here. There was also another a show she was in the early 1960s called The Girl Who Came to Supper. But she was doing work and good work.
She was
on
singing.
Broadway.
She was doing, it was a lot about singing.
Right.
50s, she did the Bell Telephone Hour. She did the Dean Martin Show. She was on a bunch of game shows.
Hollywood Squares.
And this is, is one that really surprised me. I did not know this. She was the first female guest host of The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. So when he took a little vacation in 1962, she was a guest host, but she was also on The Tonight Show when Jack Parr was on. I mean, so she's been in this business a long time. And still working till the very end.
To the end, yeah.
You know, this was instant. So it was like Monday, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, she wasn't feeling well and went to the hospital, and that was it. I mean, it was something that happened very, very quick. It was Tuesday, because Monday she was in the audience of Dancing with the Stars. Rooting on
with
some...
With her daughter, I think?
Yep. And then she was on the Today Show. She was the Today Girl in the late 1950s, early 60s. She later hosted 40 years later, Later Today, which was before that Hoda Kotb, Kathy Lee Gifford show that's on now.
Right.
But she did a ton of other stuff. I was looking at some of the other things here. She was a licensed hypnotherapist, learned hypnotherapy from her late husband. She was the youngest of 10 children, born to an Indiana tenant farmer named Joseph Henderson, homemaker named Elizabeth Henderson. In the 1950s, she was diagnosed with a bone deformation in her ear, and she had to have surgery to prevent deafness. And to date, she's the only actress to have guest starred on episodes of The Love Boat more than anybody else, playing various characters. Well, in the 70s,
everybody was on The Love Boat.
Everybody was on The Love Boat. But best known for Carol Brady on The Brady Bunch. And, as much as what was going on at the time in civil rights and the Vietnam War, that show never touched any of it. It was like living in its own little bubble.
It was as wholesome as the show, the kids came across, too.
But you said earlier, you can catch the first 2 minutes of the show, and exactly that
you
episode
can tell
what it was.
The music and what the first character you see is doing, and that that's the one where Greg is Bobby's going to meet Joe Namath.
That's right.
Desi Arnaz Jr. is going to come on there.
Exactly.
But I own the box set.
Which one? The box set of the Brady Bunch?
I do.
Is it the fuzzy carpet
it's
one?
It's got the fuzzy green carpet.
Yeah, I've got that too.
I have the behind the scenes book. It's a little bit too into Brady Bunch, and tried to get the kids to watch the Thanksgiving episode yesterday, which is kind of eerie to wake up to this news.
It's funny, we watched it in the car yesterday. It's funny that you said that we did WKRP and the kids didn't even know what that was, but they knew the Brady Bunch.
Exactly.
But that box set is hysterical. It is green shag carpet surrounding the box. It's fabulous. But and then that Brady thing kept going way into the 90s. So you had that Brady Bunch Variety Hour, which was absolutely horrifying. It's fun to watch because it's that bad. And then they did the Brady Brides, and then they did the Bradys, which was a drama. Bobby got hurt in a race car accident. It was like Dallas. It was like something very weird. But there was a very Brady Christmas that they did. And none of these reunions ever included everybody that was on the original cast. For the most part, there was always Jan didn't want to do it.
Jan was the holdout.
Marcia didn't want to do this one. But that movie was actually probably the best insight of what was happening to the Bradys years later. So it's a holiday, something maybe to watch. But here's Florence talking about the role and impact of Carol Brady on the Brady Bunch.
But I know that... there were certain things that I brought to the role. I think my experience as as a young parent, the fact that I, you know, I understood kids, I felt close to them, relationships. You know, I was really the only one on the set that was married, that had children, that, you know, had an ongoing relationship. The others didn't. I think in a way that I became sort of the stability of the show, and I think Sherwood saw that I could be very funny, but I could also bring the empathy or what is necessary for a show like that to make it. You know, that the audience really cares about these people. And I think that's what I was able to bring and still stay within the framework of his idea, what it was he envisioned for the show. And, you know, it's a collaborative effort. I think a lot of actors forget that a lot of these creators, you know, the producers, the directors, that they have visions as well as you, and they have the vision for the big picture. So I try to be aware of, you know, what is their vision for this? And sometimes your ego gets in the way because you want more lines or you want the scene to be different. But, you know, it's really about being a team player. It's making something work. And you sort of have to back off. You know, you're not always going to be the star. You're not always going to be the one carrying the entire project.
That was Florence Henderson talking about the role of Carol Brady. And the American Television Archive, who interviews a lot of these actors, it's a great organization, interviewed Florence and asked her the question how she wanted to be remembered.
I think probably as someone who survived for a long time in a very tough business and hopefully managed to retain a sense of humanity.
And there you have it. Florence Henderson, dead at the age of 82. She was a host of Country Kitchen. If you think about more recent times, Country Kitchen was on the Nashville network for 9 years, beginning in 85. When primetime entered the reality series phase, she found a place on My Fair Brady, which starred Christopher Knight, who was Peter Brady and his girlfriend. Do you remember that?
I do.
You know, she was on The Surreal Life. She was also, in 2007, she became the host of a Hollywood talk show called The Florence Henderson Show, which I think was still airing on cable channel RLTV.
Living Live, I think?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. You know, and she did a ton of television commercials. Andy, you mentioned
she had Wessonality.
Yes, she did. But she never apologized for it. She said that, you know, commercials were a serious acting challenge to her than anything else.
She was also, you mentioned game shows, Dave. She was also on Password for a long time.
Yeah, she was a regular.
With Alan Ludden, I believe, was the host at that
regular
time.
Yeah. So again, Brady Bunch mom, Florence Henderson, who passed away yesterday at the age of 82.